An explosion in West Jerusalem has killed at least one person and injured several others. Police say an explosive device inside a bag went off at a bus station. Police also conducted a second controlled explosion, which injured three people. Alan Fisher has more from West Jerusalem.
There's a great deal of traffic chaos, a huge number of police and Israeli army on the scene. This was the scene of the second explosion. We're being told it was a controlled explosion, but three people were slightly injured by shrapnel. Just a few moments before, there was a major explosion at the central bus station and the entrance to Jerusalem. There, Israeli Army radio are suggesting that there was explosives packed inside a bicycle that was left at the bus stop.
Poor weather is hampering rescue efforts in Indonesia after an earthquake struck West Java province on Monday. Officials say at least 268 people died in the magnitude 5.6 quake, many of them children. At least 22 people have been injured in an earthquake in western Turkey. The magnitude 5.9 tremor struck the town of Golkaya in Düzce province. It could be felt in Istanbul and the capital, Ankara. Power cuts have been reported. Officials in Turkey say more rockets have been fired near its border and opposition-held areas in northern Syria. At least three people were killed in Tuesday's attack in Azaz. Ankara has blamed a Kurdish armed group. U.S. retail chain Walmart says it's shocked by a fatal shooting at one of its stores in Virginia. The gunman opened fire at the supermarket in Chesapeake, killing 10 people. The motive is not yet known. And the U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for Donald Trump's tax returns to be released to the Democrat-led House Committee. The court denied the former president's application to block the Treasury from turning over the files. Malaysia's king will meet members of the governing coalition to help him decide who will be the next prime minister. The country has been in political limbo since its elections on Saturday.
Hi, I'm Chris Baird, and I'm part of Al Jazeera's new TikTok team. If you're looking for quick explanations about the biggest news stories, follow us at Al Jazeera on TikTok. You can find exclusive content and learn more about the world with Al Jazeera on TikTok.